Log Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. I don't take it lightly because many of us wear so many hats. We have extremely busy lives, but you've chosen to spend your time this hour with me, and I thank you, and my guest thanks you as well. Our topic tonight is come out and live. You know, so many times I tell you each and every week, it's time for us to stop existing and start living the life that God has created for us to live. We're doing him an injustice for putting birthing this breath of life in us if we're just sitting on everything he's given us. But I'm not going to get on my soapbox yet. We're going to jump into that in just a few more minutes. But I want to thank our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. And if you're interested in sowing to this fertile ground, we're still advertising for $25 for the full month. We advertise your business. I actually advertise you verbally as well as share your information throughout the different social media outlets. And that is only $25 for the entire month. So sow into this fertile ground and watch God bless you. I want to thank each and every person that is one of our sponsors, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, that book is such a blessing. She talks about an account of how God delivered her son from an alcohol addiction of over 15 years. These books are available on online bookstores. So make sure you look up Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. You will be blessed. And it is by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Then we have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. I'm telling you, this man is a minstrel from heaven. He can take you some places, listen to his music. He has some digital and jazz CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nations. Again, it's Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, and you don't want to miss that music. Go out there and purchase your music today. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. She makes your dream become a reality by customizing any type of products that you desire, whether it's for your business or for personal needs. And it can be anything from pens to cups, t-shirts, journals, and much, much more. Reach out to Angelise Washington or in Unique Expression by Design, and her website is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, and she's located inside F&D Beauty. She specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, twists, relaxers, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, lock maintenance, and so much more. So if there's a need for hair or beauty, she has it on lock for you, as the young people put it. You can call her and make your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, 404-599-3712. Roz will take care of you. I'm telling you, you wonder how Miss On Fire to Inspire's hair stays beautiful, and when I go to events, my makeup is flawless. That's because Roz takes care of me. And also, PrinceTara.com. PrinceTara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So I'm telling you, I thank each and every sponsor. And guys, let them know that you heard it right here on On Fire to Inspire. And again, if you're interested in sowing into this fertile ground, we're still doing the sponsorship for only $25 for the entire month. And again, I advertise your business verbally through the site, through the show each and every week, and I advertise it on the social media outlets. And so many people have been blessed by just sowing into this fertile ground. Well, guys, I'm telling you tonight, I'm excited about the topic. The topic is come out and live, and it lines up with everything that I talk about each and every week, and that is, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created for us to live. You know, living on purpose, living in purpose, and doing what you were called to do and living out what you were created to be. It's time to live it out. So we're going to welcome our guest, Ms. Blossom Rogers, to the On Fire to Inspire family and to our platform tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
Hey, sweetum. How you doing, girl? How you doing? I am truly, truly blessed.
Amen, amen. I am blessed. I'm so blessed I don't know what to do.
Girl, I'm telling you, we be sitting around here sometimes getting that little pity party, but you know what? Some didn't even wake up this morning, so we got to stop doing that because it could be worse than we think it is. But I just want to say, girl, when I was telling people I was coming on your show, they spoke so very highly of you, so I just thank you. And first, I thank God for allowing me to come and share this time with you because it's truly a blessing.
Amen.
I want everybody to know that my name is Blossom, Blossom Rogers, but I go by Blossom. I am a grateful Christian, a grateful recovering addict because I smoked crack for 19 hard years. I just turned 51 years young on Sunday, but 19 of them years I smoked crack cocaine. And I tell everybody, you know, you have a lot of people talking about, I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed everything about it, the fast life, the partying, the thrill, but I just didn't like the consequences that came with it. God has blessed me to be the author of 3 books, but 2 of the books are my baby, which are called From Under a Bridge, Book 1 and Book 2. And the third book is called And They Laugh. Book 1, because 12 years ago, if you look at my Facebook page, I have dreads. So if you look at my Facebook cover, you'll see, like I said, I have dreads. But the dreads represent, you know, a lot of people grow dreads just because they think it's a style, but you're supposed to have a meaning behind it. And mine represent being 12 years clean. So that means I haven't smoked no crack, drunk no beer, or combed my hair in 12 years. Now, ladies, I do go to the beauty parlor every 4 weeks to get it tightened up around the edges because you don't want everybody to know all your wisdom around the side, but I haven't combed it. But I let people know I thank God for where he brought me from. I used to sleep under a bridge in the backseat of my car. It was a 1993 Dynasty. Book 1 tells you what led me to smoking crack cocaine. Like I said, back when I was coming up, you know, we couldn't talk about molestation, and that's what occurred. And when your childhood is snatched from you, like mine was, you always feel like you're the bad person, you're empty, something is missing. But I want to let people know that God taught me to how to forgive my stepdaddy, so I want to put that out there. Book 1 also tells you how I got pregnant at an early age because I wanted something to love. It's like I was missing something. God bless me. I got married at an early age because when he told me he was in the Army, I said, Army, I can travel, leave home. Because, you know, you just want to just up and go. You just want to do something. I thought I was grown then. But in book 2, it tells you how I've been to prison. My prison number is 589931. I had it for the rest of my life. It's just not a functioning number. It also talks about how God delivered me from homosexual spirit. And I want to tell our listeners tonight, that spirit is trying to take over rapidly. But I want somebody to hear me. Somebody's family member is going through it. Or maybe they might be going through it. We're not born like that. That's a choice of lifestyle. But like I said, I have been molested and beat by so many men because I went through abuse also by the hands of men that I thought going with a woman was better because she was telling me what I wanted to hear and was touching me in places that I wanted to be touched. So I thought I was in love. And I did fall in love with her. But God, he delivered me from that. It also talks about how God delivered me. I was with a guy that was HIV positive, never told me. I had a test, found out I was negative, but when I found out I was negative, I went right back with him. But I'm here to tell you, 12 years clean. I don't have HIV or I don't have AIDS. Unfortunately, he passed away 7 years ago due to complications. And you have a lot of people telling you, oh, girl, your blood was good. Your blood was good. No, that was the blood of Jesus that was covering me. It also tells you that how I was an unfit mother. I tell everybody, I didn't raise my sons. I have three beautiful sons. I call them my soldiers. But I was an unfit mother. God bless it where my mother and my great-grandmother stood in and raised my boys. So when God blessed me with a year clean, I was able to call each one of them and apologize for everything I had said and done. We have to remember, once we apologize, we don't owe them another apology. That's with anybody. We don't have to keep saying the same thing over and over again. God bless me. I'm a grandmother of 12. In the books, I talk about what all I went. I even had a man to leave me for a man. And y'all, this brother was so fine, he was fine as wine, but he left me for a man. And I thought, here I go again. Is something wrong with me? But we have to remember that when God created us, he put greatness in us. I don't want nobody to ever think that you can't amount to nothing. Because if God cleaned me up, he can clean anybody up. I smoked crack cocaine. The last 3 years of my recovery, I was smoking $500 to $600 a day, and I liked it, everything about it, just didn't like the consequences. So like I said, I'm a grateful Christian, a grateful recovering addict, and I know the best is yet to come, and I'm blossom.
Amen. I told you, no one can introduce a person like themselves when you have passion about who you are, since you understand your identity now. So I thank you. I thank you for joining us tonight and coming on Fire to Inspire, because it is time for people to come out and live. Come out from under the shadows. Come out from hiding and live. Come into your true identity, and that's what you did. So, Blossom, what was your wake-up call? You know, you said you were in that for 19 years. That's a long time. What was your wake-up call? What triggered that, you know, I'm ready for something different, so to speak?
I had did some time. I had my last time being arrested 12 years ago was aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. I was a mean drunk. I was a mean crackhead because I had so much of hurt inside, you know, trying to defend and prove that I wasn't lying, you know, because I had something to tell. I was lying about what happened. But I know, my stepdad know, and God know. That's all that matters to me today. But see, I didn't know that back then. And I had got into the church, and, you know, I seen how everybody was so happy, and I seen how they was blessed with the gift of tongues. And I was like, Lord, I just want that. Because I don't care what kind of high you get, it ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost high. It ain't nothing like it. So I did not, and my thing was always trying to find love, and there I was, I got back involved with the guy, and I backslid. And you have a lot of people saying, when I found Jesus was never lost. I was the one that was lost, but I was sitting in a crack house, and they took, I was lost, girl. God had came in the dope house and got me. I was sitting there smoking. And I tell people, you know, they was like, you didn't throw your crack away? No, I wasn't going to throw my crack away. Is you out your mind? I was sitting in the crack house in Daytona. You can laugh. Cause let me tell you what they, God has taught me the two different laughters. You always need to know who's laughing with you and who's laughing at you. You know what? Because I've always been a class clown. Coming up, I felt like if I made people laugh, they would like me. So, but your gifts will make room for you, you know. So when God used me to tell my story, because I did some funny things like that. Girl, I'm out there homeless and out there robbing another homeless man, you know, and didn't get nothing, couldn't smoke nothing. But I did a lot of crazy things. When people used to hear, here come Blossom, girl, they would pick their whole house up and move it because they knew I was going to act up. I was a hot mess out there. I didn't take no bath. You smelt me coming before you seen me coming, because I didn't like water, and water didn't like me. So we didn't get along at all, you know. Oh, I used to be so high. Go on and laugh, girl. Girl, girl, I'm telling you, it's the joy of the Lord that I can laugh. So, boo, I know you laughing with me, okay? Go on and
yes,
laugh,
I am.
Okay?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So, because, you know, this is a joyful time. So, I want mm-hmm. you to enjoy this story, too. So, girl, go and laugh. So, at this time, I used to be so, I mean, out there, I would just sit there and plot how I was going my next high. That's the kind of mentality I had. Girl, one night, it was lightning. It was lightning so bad, but I had people at the house that were spending that money. I said, oh, I got to get this. Girl, I put a plastic bag on with an umbrella, got on the bicycle. You know that one was on the Wizard of Oz, how the witch was riding? That's how I was in the storm.
Oh, my goodness.
Girl, because I had to go get it. But I was sitting in this dope hole one night in Daytona. And if you look on my Facebook, you'll see a shirt, shoes, and purse. Them are the mm-hmm. items I had on that night when I was in that crack house. I pray to God, I don't remember what I had on at the bottom. I don't know if it was a skirt or a pair of pants. I pray to God I had something on. But them the items I got left over. And I was mm-hmm. sitting there, but I was smoking. But I had a piece of paper in that purse. I started writing God a letter, and I was just telling him how sick and tired. I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired because I hadn't allowed men to take advantage of me. I hadn't allowed women to take advantage of me. I hadn't allowed myself to take advantage of me. I was on crack so bad, and this is the truth, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If the dope boy would have said, Blossom, I'll give you an ounce if you sleep with that dog, I would have. That's how rocked out I was, because I hadn't believed what the devil and what people were telling me, that I would never amount to nothing. So I would take another hit, but I was writing God. I'd take another hit, and I'd go back to writing God. And the girl's house I was in, I told her, I said, the next time you see me, I'll be clean and sober. And, you know, she laughed. But I took that last hit, and I folded that paper up and put it in my purse. And I put that purse on my shoulder like mother did, and I checked myself into the hospital. And I told them people, I said, don't let me go until you find me. Because I knew if I was released from that hospital, they was going to find me dead somewhere. Either I was going to smoke myself to death, or I was going to try to commit suicide. That's just how tired I was. So God bless it, they found me a treatment facility down in Miami. And one thing I want to let people know, we have to change our people, places, and things. Because if you want better, you're going to do better. And so God bless me. I went to treatment down there. I didn't go back home. And then, you know, God bless me. I went back to school, got my diploma, God bless me, and I went to college, so I'm a national certified medical assistant. God bless me, I got married my second time down there, and then we moved here to Alabama. Now, and I let people know, yes, God has blessed me 12 years clean. Yes, God has blessed me with the books. Yes, God has blessed me with the TV show. Yes, God has blessed me with the radio show. Yes, God has blessed me a motivational speaker. Yes, God has blessed me where they want to make the books into a TV series. But you still have life problems. And I used to get high if a bird got hit. Well, when I got here, I went through a divorce due to love. And people said love? Yeah, because he loved talking to other women and brought another woman in my house. The enemy was trying to destroy me because he knew. Because I used to go in different cities and different states, and I always ended up in a crack house. And I used to say, how did I end up back in a crack house? Because I took my worst enemy, which was myself. Because sometimes we don't have to worry about nobody doing nothing to us. We can mess our own self up at times. But this time, when I went through this almost 4 years ago, I cried out to the Lord because I did not want to be homeless again. It's two things I don't want to ever experience. It's to be homeless again and to die and have never lived. You know what I'm saying? I remember being up under that bridge in the back seat of that car, sleeping in a fetal position, and we hear the car going across that big bridge and we're saying, I'm down here dying, and them people up there living. To this day, I still have to remind myself, Blossom, straighten your legs out. Because you're in a bed, you're not in the backseat of that car. And you know, and I know that the enemy wants to keep us bound up anyway. But when Jesus went to the cross, we are free. He wants us to stretch out. You can't be chained of where God brought you from. You know what I'm saying? I was called everything but the child of God because I was listening to the wrong voices. We have to remember that God said he chose us for such a time as this, that our testimonies are going to be able to help somebody else. Somebody's going through what I've been through. So that's why I'm not ashamed. There's nothing nobody can say to me now to make me feel shame about nothing. When they try to bring my past up, I say, okay, and so what are you saying? Because that's the old Blossom, you know. So there's nothing nobody can, and if I put it on page 23 in the book, I don't care what you say or think about me. I don't. And the same mentality that I had when I was out there smoking that crack, the same way I got on them bicycles and rode to look for that dope, it's the same way I asked, can I come on your show and tell my story? So it's just I didn't change partners. I'm still a hustler. I'll be a hustler till the day I die, but now I'm just with another partner. But like I said, that night in that crack house, I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'll never be sick and tired of telling people where God brought me from. Never. I'll tell it to the day I die. He brought me from under a bridge in the backseat of a 1992 Dynasty.
Amen, amen. Now, you've shared with us what your breaking point was to get you delivered. You were tired of it. You were tired of that lifestyle. What took you into that 19-year spout, that spiral, that downward spiral?
Being molested and then started going with a guy who was on crack, and he started beating me and taking my money. And I said, if I can't beat him, I might as well join him. And I'll not tell everybody, and I talk about it in the book, he didn't make me smoke crack. I made him teach me because I wanted to fit into his world. You know, sometimes you want to fit in these cliques and everything. Everything that glitters is not gold. So just wanting to fit in. When we already fit in, Jesus already got us. We already in a group.
Right. So you had an emptiness that you thought that he was going to feel, and he didn't feel it, nor did the crack feel it. You were still empty.
At all. Not at all. And I tell people I try to get clean and sober for family members, my kids. But today I do it for Blossom, because if I don't stay clean and sober, I don't play with them. And I don't knock nobody who drinks, God knows, because I like beer and everything. But if I drink a beer, because I'm a recovering alcoholic, if I drink a beer, I'm going straight to crack. So I play that tape all the way through. If I pick this wine cooler up, then it's going to be a beer. And then you're going to, the guilt going to beat you up, and then you're going back to smoke crack cocaine. And I just don't want to give the enemy that much of power. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give him that kind of power.
Now, our topic tonight is come out and live. What does this topic itself mean to you? Come out and live.
Coming from up under that bridge. You know, and I never had anybody, let me tell you one thing. I never had anybody try to hurt me while I was up on that bridge, because it was a bridge where people came and fished all night long. It was men out there all the time. Nobody ever tried to mess with me at all. When I came out, that's when I got in trouble, you know. But I was going to spots where I can get in trouble. Coming out, I remember God using one time to speak about Nicodemus, and that the topic was come out from wherever you are. Whatever we in that's making us stay bound, we need to come out. I don't care if it's drinking, if smoking, adultery, whatever is keeping you bound, come out from wherever you are. And like I said, just coming out and living. I'm telling you, each morning when I can wake up and look in the mirror at somebody, not at something, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yes. Now, you were mentioning you had a, did you say you had a website?
Yes, God bless me. It's beautiful, too. It's blossomrogers.weebly, weebly.com. And they can reach me on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164. My email address is blos2white, W-H-I-T-E, at yahoo.com. And I love traveling. I love telling my story. That's my dream, is to go around the world to tell my story, where God brought me from.
Amen. Now, Blossom, you started an organization. Tell us about it. Tell us, you know, the name of it. Tell us a little bit about this organization.
Well, God has blessed me. I have my 501c3. The name of the organization is called From Under a Bridge, Safe Haven Home for Women. Because when I was out there, I never had a safe place to go because I had to mess up. I can't say that everybody did things to me. I had to mess up because they couldn't trust me because I was a thief. I was a liar. I was still the shootings out of a gingerbread and the cake still standing, you know what I'm saying? So people that couldn't trust me in their house. So, and you know what? We always want to make it seem like, oh, woe is me. But we have to remember some things we create on our own. And so God blessed me. Since I've been here in Alabama, I went before Habitat, and I just told him my passion, you know. And God will show you favor. He'll show you favor. So God blessed the University of Alabama. Their law clinic, they did my paperwork for me, so I didn't have to get a lawyer. And then a woman of God I was talking with, she blessed me with the money, the $850 to get my status from IRS. So, like I said, I went before Habitat, told them my story, and God blessed me, touched the director's heart and the board of directors. They gave me some land. She said, Blossom, there's some land we'll never use, and you can have it. God bless me where a lawyer did all my paperwork for me for free. God bless me where the lady who designed the house, she just wanted an autographed book for all the work. It's a 3-bedroom, 2 full baths, washer and dryer area, nook, kitchen. It's 1,200 square feet. God bless me where a woman of God blessed me with the money to get my building permit. Then God blessed me. I went before the zoning committee here in Alabama, and instead of being able to house 3 women, we'll be able to house 6 women. So now we're in the process. Now I've got one organization that said they'll help us build the house for $40,000. So that's what we're in the process now of raising the money to get this house built for women. They can stay from 6 months to a year. They have to work, you know, get a bank account. And no more than a year, because if you allow us to stay longer than a year, it'll become a flop house. You know, so we have to be taught structure. But yes, God be the glory. We are an organization from under a bridge, Safe Haven Home for Women.
Amen, amen. You have such a powerful testimony, because not only did he bring you out from under that bridge, now you're going back and pulling other women up. You're saying, hey, you don't have to stay there, because God is no respecter of person. Just like he pulled me up, he'll do the same for you. Let me help you. Let me give you my hand and pull you out. That's what I see you doing, and that is so commendable.
Amen. It's about it, because we're supposed to, you know. God also blessed me at my church, New Zion Baptist Church here in Northport, Alabama. God blessed me for going on 3 years now. It's a group that we have twice a month where the women come. It's called Zion in Recovery. This is a laid-back group, because with us girls, they're hungry for Jesus, but they're hungry for how to learn how to live a different lifestyle. God has blessed me to bring in great speakers to tell their testimonies. Women that haven't had drug problems, but just had abuse, you know, issues. God blessed me, so they speak for about 45 minutes, and then that's when God allows me to open up the door for the girls that they want to dedicate. So God has blessed it. A lot of girls come through. I've had girls get back in touch with me on Facebook. Miss Blossom, thank you so much. You know, at times, you know, the enemy trying to make you think you're not doing nothing. You know. Oh, go with me. I ain't doing nothing. But when somebody said, Ms. Blossom, thank you so much, you know, so I just got to keep on pressing. I'm not perfect. Let me put that out. I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God.
Amen. Amen. I like that. And, you know, many times people put you on such a pedestal and you're like, you got to understand that I am a human just like you. I'm a spirit being living in this earthly house, or as my pastor, Apostle Zoe, said, in this earth suit. But at the end of the day, I aspire to be perfect and please my Father, but I can in no way say that I am perfect as of yet. You know, so many people put you on such a pedestal. So Blossom, the most recent book, what was the title of that one?
It's called And They Laughed, because like I said, you know, it's two things. Like, you always want to know, are they laughing with you or laughing at you? You know, and that's very important. Just like with you having people in your boat, you're up front paddling, but are they behind you with a butter knife punching holes in it? So you got to know what crowd you're with. Yeah, so, yeah. You got to. in this season, we got to know who with us and who against us. You understand what I'm saying? Because you've been went around the mountain and around the mountain and around the mountain saying, why I keep seeing the same mountain? Because who we affiliate that with, you know, you want to be with people that's going to push you to your destiny, not pull you back mm-hmm. from your destiny. You know, life's too short for us to continue
right.
walking around here rolling our eyes and popping our neck and popping our lip and trying to outdo this person and with all these name brand clothes on. I ain't knocking nobody now. I ain't knocking nobody. But do these people
right.
know you? Do you know your name? But you can tell, you can say, Michael Corbett, do you know your name? Who are you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make a mark in this generation. Let somebody, mm-hmm. you know, like with my sons, I want to leave a legacy for them because I don't, you know, I don't want them to know about everything. Yeah, your mom just smoked crack. Yes, she did, but this is what she did after that. You know what I'm saying? Make
mm-hmm.
a mark
mm-hmm.
in this. I had an older guy, and I love him to death. He's gone to heaven because I have a memorial part in the book for people that tried to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took advantage of a lot of people out there. And he told me, he said, baby, wherever you mess up at, that's where you clean up at. And that's what I want to
mm-hmm.
do. I can never pay people back for the things I've done. I just want to try to do my best.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Wherever you mess up at, that's where you clean up at?
That's it. That's it.
Oh, wow.
I
like that. Blossom, you're going to be doing some traveling and doing some fundraising to get this house built for these women because that's definitely something near and dear to your heart. What are some of the places that you're going to be going and some of those dates?
Well, girl, God be the glory. February the 3rd, they fly me out to Oakland, California, where I am honored to be one of the guest speakers at a women's conference. So I'm so excited about that. And that's the first weekend in February. And then the last weekend of February, God has opened up the door where we'll be there in Atlanta at the Indigo in the College Park area from 1 to 4. The fundraiser. We had the flyer on my Facebook page. Got great speakers, and we'll be speaking about different topics about homelessness. And people don't realize it's a lot of people that's going through homelessness and not just because of drugs. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we have to be careful how we point at somebody that's up on the bridge. And I'm not saying that everybody out there is homeless. I'm not saying that. And if it's somebody that takes advantage of you, God take care of that. You know what I'm saying? But you do what you can.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
that's the last part of February. And then April, God has opened the door where I'm a speaker in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So I'm truly, truly excited. And then, like I said, God has blessed me where I have a mighty woman of God, Anita Wine. She is working on a show pilot. So I'm excited. You know, I tell everybody, I say, y'all, I'm going to walk down that red carpet. I'm going to give you one of them good girdles. And I'm going to be waving because, you know, everybody said I was going to be a crackhead. Girl, I'm going to get me a girl like them Kardashian girls. I'm going to have all fluffy because they laughed at me. They laughed and said I'm going to be a crackhead to the day I die. But God said, not so. Jeremiah 29:11 is my favorite scripture. Don't worry about what's back there.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to expect a great ending, not just when we get to heaven, but he means
mm-hmm.
him earth. You know what I'm saying? And if you make a mistake, dust yourself off, apologize, and keep on going. Don't sit there and waddle in. Don't sit there and try to people-please people because you know and I know they'll be with you 1 minute, but next minute they're saying crucify. So you got to just, as long as we please God, and one thing about him, he loves us regardless. That's the good thing about it. He loves us. So I'm telling anybody, don't give up because if God cleaned me up and my habit was $500 to $600 a day, he can clean anybody up.
Amen. I tell you, God is so powerful, and your testimony is so amazing. I'm telling you, it's so amazing. Yes. Now, I'm going to see if they're going to be if they're going to step up to the plate tonight, if they're going to be shy. If you have a question or comment for Blossom or myself, press 1. If you're listening by internet, you actually have to dial in on the number of 929-477-2178. That's 929-477-2178. I know I felt that somebody has something to say. We have two callers already, so here we go.
Amen.
You are live with Miss On Fire to Inspire, Miss Blossom. Who do we have online with us tonight?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're live with us.
Oh, this is Michael.
And, hi, Michael. How are you this evening?
Oh, okay. I'm the one with the messed up right arm. I was in a bad accident, and I just thank God that he's having in his word every day just to ignore my injury, because I was in a serious bus accident. I was sitting on the bus, and the pole hit between my neck and my shoulder. And I have no muscle spasms in my body. So right now it's a setback for me, and almost graduated from school. So that wasn't possible. So anyway, what I'm doing now is just staying in the Word. I got a YouVersion account, and I listen to your devotion and other people's devotion on Facebook, and it's very encouraging. It's very inspiring, and I get closer to God every time I get on the website and listen to the devotions, because it's very inspiring and encouraging. And I'm in California, and some of the churches out here, it's okay, but it's not as deep. I mean,
you're
in
California?
I live in Oakland, and it's been having problems. So I used to go to the Midwestern. I was in Texas, and to make the story short, the churches out there, it's more deep and it's more religion out there in the Midwestern. Because my grandfather, he was from the Midwestern, and he would tell me, he raised me up to read the Word of God. That's what I'm getting at. So I just wanted to say you're doing a good job, and you're really reaching out to people, and keep up the good work. I mean, I like
you. Well, we appreciate
you.
Well, we appreciate you, and we pray the healing, total healing over your arm, your shoulder. We speak to your body for everything to come into alignment the way that God created for it to be. And we pray the blessings of God upon your life.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Okay, God bless you, and take care.
God bless you.
Good job.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. All right, we have two more already, okay? Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have a Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah and Blossom. Who do we have on the line with us? Hello? Caller ending in 2075. You're live in Atlanta, caller? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
All right, who do we have on line with us?
This is Angela.
Good evening, Angela. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Thank you so much. Hello, you, and hello, how are you, Miss Blossom?
Girl, I'm making it. I can't complain. It won't do no good.
Okay. I was sitting here and just listening to your whole testimony, and I'm sitting here and I'm trying to hold back the tears, because what has happened is that I'm listening to your testimony, and your voice and your story, it reminds me of my sister. I'm trying to keep this together here. It just reminds me the way you talk and everything. And my sister, I should say, crossed over a few years ago, and she dealt with some of the issues that you dealt with the, you know, with the alcohol and stuff like that, and the abuse and stuff like that. And I myself, I say I am a victorious survivor of mental illness and sexual abuse and all of that stuff. And just dealt with many of those things, and I'm sitting up here and I'm listening to you, and I'm going like, wow, you know, it's like God showed me something within you, and if it's okay for me to share this with you, that you were right now where you are in your life, and I know nothing about you other than just right now, but where you are right now, just like a dam that's built up, or to summit it's inside of you, and that is getting ready to break, and that water and that well that's going to burst through within. It's almost like I can see your chest, and I can see this dam inside of you, and almost like a birth, a rebirth, you know, after they break open the placenta, you know how it is that afterbirth comes. So it is like this water, and this dam is built up. It's like it's in your chest cavity, and that's going to break. And when that breaks, that's going to pour down so many more blessings of the favor of God that's going to come into your life. It is just going to continuously to flow, and it is going to be so much of an overflow. And the overflow that is going to happen for you is not just for yourself, because God knows that he can trust you with what he's going to give you, because you're not going to just keep it for yourself. You're going to give it, and you're going to share with so many other sisters. And the riches that man think are important are not even equivalent to the riches that you have, because the riches that you have is peace, it's love, it's joy, it's happiness. And if you didn't have a dime in your pocket and you had peace, then that is what God requires of you, because you don't need monetary stuff. Your riches come from your health, not from your wealth.
I
do not mean to take over this radio show, but God is just, it's an outpour of what's happening. Is that God is saying and showing me that everywhere that you tread, every place that you step, that finances will be at your feet, and it is going to be so much of an abundance that everywhere you step, there will be baskets, and you won't be able to collect all the finances. Are there going to be someone else has to be with you, and they have to collect them, because you're going to be too busy laying hands on the people and letting them know that they can live. And as you walk by the people, people are going to fall down at your side because of the anointing that God has placed into you, because you are a vessel that God can use, because when everything has been stripped from you, and so now God can just fill you up, and so you know what it's like to have everything stripped from you. So God is going to take all of that. And for the people who have things stripped away from them, God is going to take that, and God is going to pour that into you, so that overflow can pour into those people. And those people whose bones and bodies were dead are going to be resurrected.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. You know how sometimes people say, I'm sorry, I see that. Like I have to tell you that, Ms. Blossom, because that's just like I see your chest just heaving in and out, and it's just like that water is getting ready to break, and your feet will trod, and it's like you and in this vision that God shows me of you, and I've never seen your face, but in this vision that God shows me is that as you're walking, you never look back. You just keep looking forward, because the thing that was in the past is in the past, and it's so far in the past that where God says that he will throw things, put things into the sea of forgetfulness, you're not even going to remember what you've been through, because you're going to be so focused on doing what God asked you to do and what God has you to go, that you're not going to remember being homeless. You're not going to remember not having, you're not going to remember who did or did not do you wrong, because you're going to be so blessed with the things that God has given you that you can't even remember that, because God said he will throw all those things into the sea of forgetfulness, so you won't even have time in your head and in your mind to even think upon those things that God has given to you, because you would be too busy counting the blessings and giving the blessings that you have, because it is more abundantly.
Hey Lord.
Jesus. I can't use the word sorry, y'all. I can't. It is so heavy. It is so like a well. It is like a well, and you priming a pump, and God is just priming this pump that to tell you this.
Climb the pump. God says, climb that pump. And you only need a little to prime that pump because, it's just like the woman at the well. She only needed just a little bit of water to prime that pump. It does. It just takes that little faith that you have. And because you know the people, the amount of faith that those people had, it only takes just a little and just that faith, and you are going to be the anchor that holds them down until they're able to hold themselves down and able to move on their own.
Jesus.
Amen. Wow.
And to please get my phone number.
through my body, but it's like I'm seeing it's like it's your legs
It is like you're walking for a while, but then you have to stop. You have to stop for a little bit, but it's like those bones are gonna line up, and it is.
Jesus,
I don't know.
God be the glory.
But your name is Victory.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Angela, I definitely am going to connect the two of you because I think y'all got some more to talk about. I really do. And I am going to connect the two of y'all because y'all going to have a praise party together beyond the show. So I'm going to definitely connect the two of you. And I appreciate you and your obedience tonight. We have another caller holding, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh,
you're welcome.
All right. You caught your breath, Blossom?
Yeah. Girl, I'm settled here stuck.
He loves this song. All right, here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Miss Blossom and Miss On Fire to Inspire Leah. Who do we have on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Osborne Dennis.
Hey, Mr. Osborne Dennis, how are you tonight?
Hey,
hello.
Hey, how are you? You know what? This show is on fire. I'm sitting up here with chills and everything. It's church now. I'm truly enjoying it. I mean, Mr. Leah, you always on point, and I thank you for being a blessing for not just me, but for everybody. You know, so I appreciate that. And Miss Blossom, your testimony.
Yes, sir.
Your testimony.
God be the glory.
Your testimony. Come on. I'm ready to see the movie. And I'm sitting back like I'm trying to forward the message so everybody can just tune in right now. But I'm from Atlanta. I'm right here in Atlanta now. So when you come to College Park, you will be seeing me.
Well, God be so. Make sure you get my number.
Most definitely. I mean, you are so powerful, and any way I can help.
Please. Boy, you better make sure you get my number because I need some help.
I don't mind helping. And for the other lady who just called in, wow.
Miss Angela.
Miss Angela?
That was our guest last week.
Oh, y'all, wow. But I truly enjoyed it tonight, and you know, like I said, Miss Blossom, any way I could be a blessing to you, can help any way, just I'm gonna meet you in College Park.
Well, all right now. Don't make this jack to a homicide. Don't make me come looking for you now.
You on that bicycle? Oh, I heard the story. You ain't got to look for me. I don't want to rebirth none of that. I'm gonna be there.
So it's gonna be February 25th, Ms. Blossom?
Yes, February 25th, from 1 to 4.
Indigo.
Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser for the building of the house for the women, and it's gonna happen this year. God's gonna bless us. We're gonna be able to break ground. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm just trusting and standing on His word. He told me to do it, so if He gave me the land, He gonna give me the house.
That's right.
Okay, now.
That's right. Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, and Osborne is also an author. Has a powerful, powerful testimony. But if He told you He's going to help you, I promise you He'll be there. If he is in town, he's going to come.
Get in touch with me. That way, if it's God's will, you can come on my radio show, From Under a Bridge. It comes on every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Time. So come on the show.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds wonderful.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much for listening and supporting us.
No doubt. You have a blessing.
You too.
You too.
I tell you guys, I knew this was going to be a powerful show. I just knew it. I felt it in my
bones. You said that. I ain't the one to gossip, but you said that.
You got it so faithful, I tell you. Now, if anybody has a question or comment for the show tonight, press 1. And if you're listening in on the internet, via the internet, you have to dial in. And the number that you'll be dialing in on is 929-477-2178. Again, that is 929-477-2178. If you have a question or comment for Blossom or myself, press 1 and we definitely bring you on live. You can, you know, tell her anything that you, you know, that blessed you tonight or, you know, whatever you want to say. We have a caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well,
hello?
On Friday Inspire, who do we have with us?
This is Jean calling.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm good.
I've
seen your radio show is doing an awesome job. And I feel the spirit through the phone. And you guys
Amen.
Are well anointed with the power of God, you know? All
Amen.
Hands and head together, all things will work possible through God, you know? So
Amen.
You guys are doing a marvelous job. And God is going to supply everybody's needs in all dimensions.
Yeah.
Everything takes time. But before you, we don't know if it's today or tomorrow. But any minute, any hour, things can change for better and not for worse. When you believe and trust in God Almighty.
Yeah,
man.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
I'm gonna say this little scripture from the book 2 Timothy 2:4-22 said, "No one engage in warfare, entangle yourself with fears of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." Because you guys doing the work of God, you guys are soldiers. You know that.
Wow. Yes.
Amen.
Flee also your youthful lust. Think the past that's happened in the past. And when you're serving God, God show you all these things. When you come unto him, don't remember your past. Go forward. Be pursued
Amen.
In righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out with a pure heart. You understand? Second Timothy 2:4-22. The world is all in all of these things now. So we have to hold hands together and do the right thing. And we have followers, okay? Let me go and God
Amen.
With fire for all of you tonight. Heavenly
Amen.
Father, as I come together tonight, I'm lifting up my hands and I'm praying for everybody in the show tonight. Whatever they're going through, Lord, you're the healer. You're the physician. You're the help in every situation, Lord. Father Jesus, you're going to fill everybody's heart. The basket, whichever they put their hands out to, shall prosper for 2070 and forever in their life, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, you know the situation for everyone at this moment who is calling and who is under here, Lord. You're going to make a way when they think there's no way. Whatever situation they're in, God, you're going to make the way. You're going to send your angel and camp around everyone, windows and door tonight. And everything going to pass through there and supply everyone needs. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we appreciate you tuning in tonight and giving us words of encouragement tonight.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we believe and trust in him. We all as one. He's one God. It doesn't matter where we come from, our color, whatever. He's one God. I know we have to put down deep prayers for every situation that's going on, you know?
Yes.
And what was
yes.
that scripture again?
2 Timothy 2:4-22.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Thank most
you so
welcome.
Much, Jen. All right.
Yes, you're welcome. So
have
we'll catch
night.
Up, okay? Good night.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
I tell you, we have been blessed this evening. We've been blessed this
Lord.
Evening. We've blessed this evening. So did anyone have any other questions or comments? Press 1 if you do. All right, so Blossom, tell them how they can follow you again, how they can reach out to you.
Okay, look me up on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164. My email address is blos2white@yahoo.com. Check out the new website. blossomrogers.weebly.com.
Amen, amen. You know, God is just so faithful. You know, we've had people who have shared that have said how your testimony has blessed them. We had a person called in and gave us a scripture and even prayed, and then you had a prophetic word released to you confirming
Amen.
What you already received.
Amen.
He's just so beautiful. He just loves you,
girl.
And
I'm over here floating.
I know you are floating, flying, and everything. You know, but God is faithful because you've been faithful. And you just continue to stay focused on everything He's called you to, because your assignment is great, but He's already prepared you for everything He's called you to. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
and
you
give us
so much.
Date. One more time where you're going to be
okay.
So that people who are wherever they're listening, because you heard one guy say he's calling
from
California. So right,
yeah.
So you have people listening everywhere from where you are going to be traveling.
Yeah, February 4th I'll be in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
February the 25th I'm so excited about, I'll be in Atlanta by the grace of God at the Indigo in College Park from 1 to 4 fundraising event. Please, everybody, come out and show some love. Let's all have a good time. We ain't even going to feed the girl. then in April, God has opened the door where I've been invited to come and be a speaker in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So I'm excited. Check everything on my Facebook. Once again, Blossom
okay.
Rogers, send me friend requests. And I'm just telling, I want to thank everybody for allowing me to come and share my story. And but most of all, allow me just to be Blossom.
Amen. Well, Blossom, again, we thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. And prayerfully, if I am not at any other event, you will see me on the 25th as well. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Amen. Amen. I want to
amen.
Thank you, and may God show you favor for all the work that you do, and no weapon formed against you or your family or anything that you desire to do shall prosper.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Guys, I tell you, if you miss any of this interview with Blossom Rogers, you got to go back and listen to the recording, because I'm telling you, it would truly, truly bless you. Blossom is not only an anointed woman of God, but she's a comedian too. She is too funny, but it's powerful that you can laugh with her instead of crying, you know, because it's easy to cry about a situation. So, but to laugh with her and be able to feel the passion that she feels about knowing her true identity. Many times people get caught up in trying to be somebody else or trying to understand who they are. But when you understand who you are, it comes out, and you were able to feel her passion. You were able to listen to her story. And you know what? We have one more caller that actually just pressed one. So let's see if that person has something to share before we leave. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us? Hello? You pressed one. Did you have a question ending in 5951? You have a question or comment for Blossom or myself? But maybe they didn't mean to press one, or they put us on hold or something. All right. Well, we praise God for each and every person that's listening tonight. Remember, each and every week we're here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. It is time for you to stop existing and start living the life that God has created for you to live. So I don't care what your past look like, what you've been through. We're not negating that it didn't happen, but it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to arise, and it's time for you to walk in everything that God has called you to. Just like the show topic tonight, it's time to come out and live. It's time to live on purpose. It's time to declare what God has placed on the inside of you. Your why is so much bigger than you. Just like when God told me to do this show, when He told me to write the book on Fire and Inspire, I was like, what, Lord? And I'm going to be honest, I'm transparent about it. I was like, I'm a children's author. And the Lord said, I created you. I formed you. I knew you before you were birthed. So how are you going to tell me who you are? And so when the Lord would wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to empower, impact, and encourage people, I was like, whoa. But the thing that made me say, okay, God, I hear you, He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. So as I would continue to wake up in the midnight hour and write those words down, and I would share them with different people, and people would have tears in their eyes, or they'll say, oh, I have chills. Or they would say, I have goosebumps. I knew that that was nobody but God. And as I would share different things or go and speak, people would say, you don't know what you did for me. I was suicidal before I met you. Or, you know, just different things. And I just give God glory that I came into the knowledge of my true identity, not allowing my past or anybody in my past or present to tell me who I am, because I understand who I am. I am the purpose midwife, helping you birth what's on the inside of you. I'm Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler, here to help you live out that life that God has called you to. I did a Periscope right before the show, and I played the song, There Is a King in You. There is an inheritance in you. You got to walk in royal, the royalty that you are. It's time to rise up. It's time to wake up, and it's time to move. I am Aaliyah Butler. Again, you can listen to the show each and every week at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, Eastern Standard Time. The recording will be available shortly. The book, On Fire to Inspire, is available on Amazon and Kindle. Also, we have prayers, affirmations, and declarations. It's an ebook of prayers for almost anything in your life that is currently an ebook. It's only $2.99 on Kindle and Amazon. And then finally, I have a children's book. That was the very first book I authored. And that one is a bilingual sing-along teaching your children foundational English and Spanish. So what I say is I educate the children while I empower the adult. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler. I'll talk to you guys next week. Make sure you tune in. Love you guys and have a great night.